Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Greg Lunsford of Mesiro, one of our frequent guests. I don't know if you're the most frequent Mesiro guest, Greg, but you're up there. You're near the top.
It's nice to know that I'm at the top.
You are.
Yeah, it makes me feel important.
I mean, everyone's at the top. I mean, just in frequency.
In frequency,
and
exactly
quality,
right.
Too. Don't tell the others.
I have very good colleagues, no doubt about
you
it.
You do. You're telling us this month about different retirement options that people maybe have not considered. Ones that are socially valuable, keep you young and healthy, which is not only great for your mental state of being, but also perhaps to save you some money. You stay healthier, retirement costs less. It's easier to make it to the end with cash on hand. You talked about living on a college campus. In the previous episode, we've talked about the Golden Girls thing before. What is number two that you have for us?
Number two, so last time we talked about university-based retirement communities. Number two is the Peace Corps.
Wow. Peace Corps sounds difficult to me.
But the reality is the Peace Corps does not have an age restriction.
Really?
No, it does not. And so a lot of people who are in semi-retirement or early retirement and want to see the world on someone else's dime, as well as to make friends and experience new cultures and opportunities, it's a bit rustic, but you can join the Peace Corps. And so the oldest Peace Corps volunteer I can find a record is a lady who's 87 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean... Talk about keeping you young and active and giving back to people while traveling the world. The Peace Corps is excellent. Started by Kennedy, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. Yeah.
And for those that don't know, it has its tentacles all over the globe, right? And its mission is to promote peace and prosperity in places where maybe it hasn't existed. Is that a good summary?
I was never in the Peace Corps, but my friends who were, that's how they explained it to me. Yeah. Sounds pretty good to me.
So you get to travel and that you're in that country, and I'm sure you have some ability to expand from that area and see other things. Is this viable just because they pay? Do they pay just your living expenses? Do you get a stipend?
So you get a stipend. Okay. I mean, it's not going to be a life-changing stipend, but it may be some money that keeps you from going into your savings while you were over there, right? And so this is a good way, I think, if you're in your early 60s and you're trying to bridge yourself and let your savings compound for a while, let's say you're not old enough for Medicare yet, they do give you healthcare benefits.
Wow.
You get a stipend, you get healthcare benefits, you get housing. So this is a great option for someone who is young enough at heart,
yeah,
and they still want to see the world, and a way to get a few benefits that can bridge you to the next thing, or even when you get past 65, if you still want to do it, you could do it. But I think it's just an option that most people don't know that's available to them.
Is it a 2-year commitment, the Peace Corps?
I'm not sure.
That's
I think
okay.
It's three, actually.
Three? Okay.
Okay.
So it's a limited amount of time, but not a short amount of time.
Right.
What I was just thinking is, let's say you've got your house at home. What if you rented that out for a couple years, too? A little extra income.
See, never thought about that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, if you and your, and you could do it as a spouse couple, I believe. Uh-huh. If you're able to do that, you know, make a little extra income, don't dip into the retirement income, and you come back with a wealth of different experiences. I like that.
There you go.
What country do you want to go to?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll spin the globe. And you ever do that as a kid? You like spin the globe and you'd drop a finger and you'd be like, that's where I'm going to go one day.
Well, you know, I want the one that loves us still.
So. That's a good call. Go to a place that's still very friendly to us. All right, so the Peace Corps. All right, Greg Lunsford, I like that idea. We'll do another one next week, okay?
Sounds good.
That's Mesiro Monday, 877-MESIRO, MESIROW.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.